Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Dish Softball with your hosts, Ashley Rowley, Shelby Babcock, and Dr. Allie Dake. If you haven't done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And be sure to follow us on social media at Behind the Dish SB. Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Dish Softball. I'm your co-host, Ashley Rowley, along with Shelby Babcock and Dr. Allison Dake. Today's episode is extremely exciting for multiple reasons. Number one, it's our very first episode. So welcome to the team. Welcome to our family. The topic of today's conversation is surrounding the well-balanced athlete and what makes up a well-balanced athlete. There's so many pieces that go into our daily lives when it comes from education, family, friends, the pressures, and the expectations that are placed upon female student athletes and student athletes in general to perform at all levels, that those pressures can get real. So today's conversation is going to surround that. Because this is today's episode, you have no idea, or the first episode, you have no idea who we are, right? So I'm Ashley Rowley. I played at the University of Florida as a catcher. I own my own training academy and just founded the Colorado Softball Academy. Shelby Babcock pitched at the University of Arizona, is also a full-time pitching instructor and one of the best in the game. And Dr. Allie Dake is one of the best when it comes to mental skills and mental health and performance. She has her own training practice, working with athletes to overcome anything from stress, anxiety, depression, but also work on skill sets and tools that can be implemented in a game, right? If you make an error, how do we put that behind us? How do we let that go? So the three of us are your co-hosts. We're your Behind the Dish Softball team. We're excited to be with you today. We have a very special guest with us today, and this is, I'm going to call her Coach Mallory Poyar. But Mallory Poyar is one of my favorite all-time favorite humans on the face of this earth. So I actually started coaching Mal since she was 12, and now she's getting ready to finish up her master's degree, working on her thesis as we speak, following a successful playing career. And I'm going to read her bio for you in a little bit, but she's a really special person, and she's got an amazing story, and she lived a real life situation that was challenging. And it's something that every athlete at one point will go through in their life. Hers just was a little bit more magnified thanks to our friend called coronavirus. But anyway, so I'm going to read Mal's bio just so you have an idea of who she is. So Mallory Poyar is currently in her second season as a graduate assistant coach with Springfield College in Massachusetts. She was a catcher at Lafayette College, where she earned her bachelor's degree in neuroscience. She's from Fort Collins, Colorado. And while she was at Lafayette College, she founded the Fellowship of Christian Athletes student group on her own. Mal only had 3 errors in her career. Fist bump to you, kid. Nice job behind the dish. Awesome. Yes, maybe. Absolutely. And she was selected All Patriot League Softball Academic Honor Roll. She was a team captain. I can't say enough about the quality of the human being that this young lady is. So Mal, thank you for being here with us. Thanks for being on our first episode. I'm excited to get into this conversation.
Thank you so
very
much.
Very excited. Yeah, we're excited to have you.
Thanks, thank Mal. You. We're so excited to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you. So today we're going to really talk about this concept of the well-rounded athlete and your pie, right? So what are the pieces of your individual pie? So when we talk about what makes a well-rounded athlete, what we're going to do is talk about our own pies, right? So we all have ingredients that makes us us. And this was actually Shelby's idea. So I really want Shelby to kind of dive into this, because I know this was a tool that you used at U of A. So can I give us an idea of how this worked for you guys, Shelby?
Yeah. So if you think about a pie and splitting it into pieces, you know, you got your family, your social life, you know, your religion, education, trying to split up who you really are. Sometimes we get so deep into just the softball world that we kind of forget that there are different pieces to who we are. So I came up with this pie idea to try to split up and, you know, manage my time a little bit better so that I worked better. I'll dive into mine a little bit more later, but we're going to kind of let Mal speak about her pie, and hers is a little bit different. So I'm going to let her dive deep into that a little bit, but this is just a way for us to kind of, you know, split up our time and make sure that we know how to manage a little bit more and keep a good balanced lifestyle. So Mal, I'm going to pass it off to you and let you kind of talk about your experience through college. And yeah, so we're excited to hear about it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. My name is Mal. I went to school at Lafayette College again, like Ashley said. Great 4 years, some of the best 4 years of my life. Wish Ash would have been there with me, but me too, that's
buddy.
Okay.
Me too, buddy.
So I was the only senior on my team during the 2020 season. And like Coach Ash said, I went from hitting a walk-off home run and at Duke's Field, winning our first game of the season to coming back. And the next day was all gone. Mm-hmm. It was a lot to handle in 24 hours. It was a lot to handle in the last year and a half, to be honest. I thought that I was dealing with it. And when I really started to deal with it was actually when I saw everybody else of the 2021 class start to graduate, start to get to go to those conference tournaments, get to finish their seasons and have senior day and all those award banquets and get to see the World Series on TV. And it's one of those feelings where it's like, I kind of got skipped over. And it's not something that you really understand until you see other people doing it. And I also kind of learned how to value those things a little bit more. And I hope that other people learn to value those as well. COVID is obviously a very difficult time for many, many people. We lost people. We lost experiences. Some people had to hang up their cleats. And I was one of those. I'm obviously very fortunate to still be in the game. Coach Ash gave me a job over the summer with her, which was fantastic. Actually brought a lot of healing to my life, which I will never be able to thank her enough for. Mm-hmm. And at Springfield too, I'm so glad that I got to stay involved in the game, because being able to give back to those kids and give back to my players and just even be there for them during the different sections of their pie for their life, I think is a really unique feeling. And for me too, I think it's not necessarily anybody's fault, but I think too, with college athletes and our college careers, once we're done, we're done. We get dropped. There's not a lot of care afterwards that teaches you how to go back into reorganizing your pie, or having more of a balanced lifestyle. So I think too, one of those things that COVID has given me is an opportunity to see that there's so many different things we could do for the athletes as they progress out of sports. Because I mean, specifically in softball, there's not a lot of post-college opportunities. There's just not. Obviously it's growing, mm-hmm. which is amazing to see, but there's still a lot that needs to happen in order for that to get to where we would like to see it someday. So I think for me, a big passion that I've had is connecting my education and my schooling and my experience with softball and with coaching and with being on both sides of that, a player and a coach, as well as my career, and helping players start to phase out of athletics as well. Instead of just kind of, okay, you're an athlete, and then one day you're not, because it happens to everybody.
Well,
so
and
how
yours
do you
was,
redefine that?
Yeah, and yours, I mean, this happens to everybody at some point, right? Mm-hmm. Especially, it doesn't matter if you play college ball or not, right? The game will end at some point.
Exactly.
So for me, right, I had time to prepare for that. I knew when my last game was going to be.
Right.
I had time to prepare for that. But even that transition, when it was over, it's such an empty feeling. Like the only way that, only thing that I can equate it to is, if you're in a relationship with somebody for a long time and then you break up, that next day, the emptiness that you feel, you're not a part of anything anymore. There's no built-in structure. There's mm-hmm. no built-in friend circle, right? What are we working for? You're not needed. You're not needed. So now you sit here and you go, well, now what do I do? For mm-hmm. yours, it was magnified because you went from like an all-time high of hitting this walk-off home run, and you woke up the next day and all of a sudden, it was over.
Yep.
Right. So you didn't even have time to even try to prepare, even though you can't prepare, number one. And you're right. There's no resources out there for us to make that transition. Right. I mean, UF was amazing. And my grad present, from the school was they gave all the athletes like a business suit to go in for job interviews. And I'm like, cool, the heck am I supposed to do with this?
This is foreign. I've never worn this before.
Yeah.
I'm used to wearing leggings and a hoodie.
I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. So Mal, you know, what were the pieces of your pie before that day that it ended?
You know, my full transparency, my pie was out of whack. I really struggled my senior year. I felt pretty alone being the only senior. I had a lot of friends above me and below me. The above had left and moved on, and the below, I just felt like I was doing a lot of senior year experiences by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate to have roommates who were athletes and one who was on the softball team. But it just, my pie was definitely out of whack. I was very, very absorbed into education, very absorbed into softball. My outlet essentially was softball. I would, after practice, stay behind for an hour, maybe two sometimes, even on our off days, and just hit. And looking back on it, that probably was a problem. Didn't seem like it at the time, but I wasn't taking care of myself in the sense of developing my social connections and my career connections too.
Yeah.
I think that was hard.
And it's, you talk about it, and I've heard people say this, you know, softball, it shouldn't be your identity.
Mm-hmm.
But when you dedicate as much time and energy and emotion into something as we do, and it doesn't matter if you're a college athlete or you're playing, you're 14, 16, 18 playing summer ball. I mean, look at the time that you're committing to that sport, which obviously you love and you're passionate about, right? So it can't not be a part of your identity, a part of who you are, mm-hmm. right?
The game raises you to some degree.
It
your
does.
We raise you.
Absolutely.
The coaches raise you. The people around you raise you. But at the end of the day, the game gives you things that and character traits and builds you in a way that if you haven't experienced it, you can't explain it to somebody.
Absolutely. And there's no better platform in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, y'all, to learn those intangible skills, the communication, work ethic, fighting through adversity, time management that the game will teach you. Those kind of things you're not going to learn in the classroom like you're going to learn in the game. So if you could rewind, Mal, and go back and restructure your pie. So let's do this. Show us what your pie looks like now and show us areas that you have actually cleaned up. Or maybe readjusted, for a lack of better terms, since, you know, making that transition.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my pie.
And if you're listening on Spotify, you can't see this, or if you're listening on any other platform, you'll be able to see this on the YouTube if you want to see it. But Mal's going to kind of talk through her different sections for us.
So I have education as part of my pie, and sports. I feel that education is obviously academics, school, but I think education can be outside as well in an environmental factor. And then I have career kind of spanning that education and sports, because that's what I really want to do, is connect the two. I have relationships, so family, friends. I am really far from home, so I think two relationships means the family away from your family. You kind of build that family wherever you are, as well as romantic relationships too. I know that's a big one that I really didn't take time for in college, because softball was
no time for that.
My boyfriend, exactly.
Who? What?
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah,
softball in school.
Yes. Social life. Something I definitely neglected. Faith was really big for me. That's
You founded that ebbs and FCA. Flows.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing I'm really, really fortunate that I dove into in college. Shout out to Coach Beta. He helped me a lot, our assistant lacrosse coach. But that definitely kept me a lot more grounded with my pie. And then I would say well-being too, just in the sense of working out and nutrition. Yeah. Those are two big, big ones that I think are something that are a big struggle when you leave college. As a college athlete, nobody teaches you how to work out for yourself or find things that you do enjoy.
That you're not going to max out on deadlifts or hitting a bench press when you walk in. Yeah. I did the same thing. I walked into a Gold's Gym and I'm like, I'm going to go lift. Why am I benching right now?
Yep. I'm like, oh, two plates, put them on. Let's do this.
Yeah. Like,
bad idea.
So your pie was really proportionate.
Mm-hmm.
Was your pie that proportionate as an athlete?
Absolutely not. And I think too, some of my coworkers have been asking me about this podcast and about, the pie that we've been building. And the way that I kind of explained my pie is it's very proportionate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if I had made it not proportionate, it would only be a reflection of how I'm feeling right now today.
Yeah.
So I think that it can shift from day to day. And if I had made my pie how I was feeling and proportionate for how I'm feeling today, it wouldn't represent how I'm going to feel tomorrow or even how I felt 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's huge. So when we all talked about making our pies, I made three. I don't bake, right?
Let's get this. You pie like pie, thing. Ashley.
Yeah, I do. I love pie, but I don't bake pies. I drew my pie. So let's be clear. So I did three because I think it's important, you know, as we get authentic and we talk about the challenges that come, you know, a well-balanced athlete, it's a really hard thing to do. And if you, Mal, Shelby, same thing, right? If we maybe took some time to be or be intentional about becoming more well-balanced prior to our transition away from the game, maybe that transition is easier, right? So my first pie, it's beautiful, not as beautiful as Mal's. I don't know. Can you guys see that? My ring light is totally jamming it up. There we go. Yep. All right, so this first pie is my pie at the University of Florida. It is not as proportionate as Coach Mal's, right? So you can see probably, you can see probably, I'm going to say 65% of that pie is practice, games, training, weight room, conditioning. 65% of my life, right?
Yeah.
The training room. That's probably, y'all don't add this up, please, because I'm just guessing. But I'm going to say that was probably.
Get the calculator.
I know. Now I'm all nervous. I'm like, crap.
By the time you're a senior, it's at least 40%.
Skills are going to show through. Yeah. I should get mine out. Right. But I'm going to say a solid chunk. I'm going to say 15 to 20% is time that I spent in the training room, whether it was icing, rehab, physical therapy from surgeries. I mean, I had 9 surgeries.
Yeah.
So I was in the training room before practice and I was in after practice, right? So if you lump that into the athletic piece, I'm 75, I'm almost 75% into the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've obviously got, you know, the next significant chunk of mine is academics. And then I've got two little slivers, family and friends and social life. When you're 2,000 miles away from your family, you get phone calls. Hey, how you, everybody good? Okay. Love you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that was my pie as an athlete. Is that balanced? Absolutely not. Which is probably why my transition was, it felt empty. Right. And it took me a while to transition, to figure out like, what am I doing with my life now? Who am I? Right. Does anybody need me? What is my built-in structure? So then I made two more pies. One of current day, right? As a parent of two little girls, as a wife, and as an entrepreneur. Okay. So I made a pie of what my reality is, Mal, touching back to how you feel in that moment. And I made a pie of what I feel like it should look like. Mm. And that's the work that I have to do as just a well-balanced mom, wife, entrepreneur. Right?
I love that. That's
so
great.
Here is my current day, and it is, it's bananas. You're going to see that work.
Go up,
go up more. Go up more.
Ah, there you go.
You see it?
Yes.
Okay. So you can see that work takes up almost 75%.
Yeah.
And family takes up the 20%. And then the remaining 5 is split between faith and me time. And let's be real, that me time, that's probably like a 0.5.
0.01.
Yeah. But, you know, the work that I do now personally is just kind of, we talk about this from a personal development perspective, is I'm more balanced, right? So family time on here, I can't read it upside down. So me, family time, kind of, that's 50% is relationship focused. And I like how you did that, Mal, relationship focused. I've got a good solid 25 faith. And when I say 25 faith, for me, what that means is like carving out time to be intentional. Right. And then I put work at kind of a 40-ish, because in reality, that's balanced. But where I am right now, whoo boy, that's not balanced and it's not healthy, right? But when we tie it back to teaching our young female athletes, middle school, high school, I mean, Shelby, how many athletes did you coach this year that were absolutely high school athletes to the point of exhaustion when high school came? Because our high school season.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
All of them?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many athletes, ladies, did you see that were pushing that point of burnout?
All of them.
A lot. Yeah.
And even the girls on the varsity team that weren't necessarily playing travel and comp ball, but they were in the sport for just at the high school level, at varsity mm-hmm. level, they were burnout too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Because majority of those athletes started the tournaments, call it end of February, beginning of March. And it was every weekend grinding it hard through the end of July, beginning of August. And then they transitioned, they had a week off and went straight into high school where it was 6 days a week.
Six days.
I mean, it was, I could see it on every kid that walked in my door that was in high school, could see it.
Me too. Yep.
So then, you know, how do we teach, you know, and Dr. Ali, this one's to you. How do we teach these young female athletes, middle school, high school age, to really kind of pay attention to the ingredients of their pie, and how do they balance that? So they're more prepared than we were in college. And now.
That's what we work on almost every coaching session that I work with the girls, are talking about the balanced life and the pie and who you are. Shelby, I would really love to see did you do yours when?
College and then now?
Yeah. Did you do your college? I'd love to see it compared to like Ashley's real quick.
So mine is pretty much, can you see that?
Similar.
Oh, pretty. Well done. Yeah.
So my, almost all of my pie is softball and education. So school. Mm-hmm. I mean, from like Ashley was saying, you're going to weightlifting, conditioning, then you're going straight to study hall, and then you're going to class, and then you're going back to practice. And then, I mean, and me, Ashley, know you're in a bullpen for an hour before you even go into practice. Yep. So,
catchers, shout out to you, because we're doing bullpens before and after.
That's obviously taking up a huge chunk of time. And then you go home and you're studying some more on your own time, right? So you have your study hall hours, but then you're going home and studying some more. So that took up a lot. And I think, you know, I was super fortunate. Shout out to my parents. They got to come out to pretty much every single one of my series that I played. I got to stay in touch with my family, which I'm super fortunate for, because I don't know how I would have handled it. I'm okay. I'm a very independent person, but I love my family, and I'm very close with my mom and my dad and my brother. So I was very fortunate that they were able to come out and watch me play, because that obviously is a very big tie for all of us. We're all family. So that was huge. And then my social life was a little sliver. But you know, you try to add it in there to get that balance. And you know, a lot of your social life is your teammates. You're trying to go to lunches with them, and you know, looking at video with them, study hall with them is a lot of your social time with them. So that was huge. And then trying to fit in some me time, which obviously we know is a little bit of a sliver. It's not huge on that one.
It's the first one to go, and it's the most important.
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. And then my pie now. So I would, when my pie from college to now, I kind of thought of it as like somebody just punching it right in the middle of the pie and just completely just mushing it all. I had a little bit of a difficult time, just from having so much structure and having, you know, your coaches telling you what you're doing, then going into the real world. And like, how do you transfer that? That was hard for me. And so, this is my structure now. Okay. I've been out of college for a little while. So this is now. I would say I'm pretty portioned out. I like it. I feel like I'm much more balanced. I was able to find different hobbies than just softball, because at the end of my career, I was a little burnt out. I needed to find different avenues. And I know, Ashley, you were a little bit too with
absolutely
a little bit. Yeah. And I kind of circled back to it. Probably 6 months that I was out of it, I knew I didn't want to give up softball. So I went into coaching and now this is what I do. And now I'm really happy to be here with the podcast. I'm happy to be doing the other version, CSA with Ashley.
Yes.
So super excited about that.
Yep.
And then I have my online business that I'm doing too, which is super cool. And I'm traveling now and, I get to kind of have a little bit more flexible time. So I still have softball. I still have my social life, which is a little bit more now. And I'm obviously back in Colorado. I get to be with my family all the time. But yeah, I'd say and I'm working out now. I have a funny story about that actually. After I got done playing college, I was like, I'm not working out. No one's telling me to do it. So I'm not going to do it. And I stopped for 2 months and I was like, that was the worst decision I've ever made in my life. I'm getting back in there. So anyway, I set a good portion of time for working out too. So, those are my two pies.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and I just have to say my pie looks completely different, but I am several generations ahead of you ladies because I have probably less work.
And it's so neat.
It is beautiful.
Neat hers is.
PhD in the house. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was mathematically composed.
Oh yeah. Don't have mine up. Yeah. Y'all listen.
I can tell you. but the one thing that has circled around, I guess I considered it the crust, is really foundationally for me is that who I am is me today.
I like that.
And my family, and I'm a mom, and I'm a friend, and that never changes. That's 100% all the time. And I saw that as the crust.
That's huge, Alan.
Which is like that.
Which isn't everybody's pie, right?
Yeah.
But when at different stages in your life, who you are, like from Mal compared to me. I mean, there's probably 30 something years in between. Something, I don't know.
I'm going to need you to calm down on that number.
So the proportions are going to look really different in that regards, right? Mm-hmm. And Mal,
you know what's cool about that though, Allie, is perspective.
Right.
Right. And it's easy when you're overwhelmed, burned out, or you're an athlete in the moment and you feel that pressure and the anxiety of everything going on,
it's
that overwhelm, that
you
lose that perspective. So how do you keep who you are, everything you just had in your crust,
yeah,
at the center and the heart of that pie, and remember that in those moments?
Absolutely. And that is something that we work with continually. And Mal, you really hit the nail on the head when you said after college, that's it. Like it all ends. And some girls, that's after comp in high school or just varsity or whatever that point, there is that point of departure of leaving. Right.
Yeah.
So the whole time it's really important, to take the snapshot, take this time and make a pie of yourself and look at it proportionally, and where you feel that it's suffering is where in this off season time is the opportunity for you to go in and strengthen that. Mm-hmm. So that when you go back into the season and you're playing ball, that you've already taken care of that foundation behind you. The other pieces of the pie are nice and full and baked perfectly, and they're going to be nice and taste really good and feel really good. Right?
You're going to be hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Whatever flavor is your favorite, that it's like there and it's perfect, because when you do step back into the game, it gets big. It takes over, right? And we tend to forget that all of those things behind us are really important to get you on the field 100% focused, 100% there. And if you're always in the back of your mind worried about your social life or your family, because there's always going to be that there, you can't be present. You can't be in the state of mind, I've got to let that ball go that just came by because there's another one coming, because you have everything else going on in your head.
Yeah.
So I encourage everybody right now, all you athletes out there, to really take the time to create your pie. In fact, we've even made a template for you. If you go to our website at behindthedish.us, in our podcast section, you can download a picture of a pie, the template.
And you'll have all your ingredients next.
And you can add all your ingredients. And for those of you, I'm right there with Ashley. I am not a baker. I made sugar cookies a while ago and they taste like peanut butter. And my kids said, these are amazing peanut butter cookies. And I'm like,
Yes, they are.
Cookies. So I do not bake, but I can do it on a piece of paper. So put all your ingredients in there. Take time to create this pie and really look at it in this off season. And when you're drawing that out, if you're like, gosh, I feel like my relationships with my friends from high school, I don't see them anymore. I feel like it's sad. It's like, it feels really small to me. Take the opportunity of being back home to connect, to make those reconnections, especially like you heard Mal say, coming off of that pandemic year where everything just got separated and pulled apart and we're still separated in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Get back in and make that human connection, because it is so, so important for you to feel 100% whole.
Right? And it's, you know, it's important. I was just thinking, you know, Shelby and I talk a lot with our athletes to make vision boards, an annual vision board, right? So right now we're at the end of the year. So it's not a resolution, it's goals throughout the year. Right. So, you know, what we work with our athletes is, all right, I want you to put yourself on New Year's Eve, 2022. And I want you to look back on this year. Who are you in that moment? And what do you want to have accomplished?
Absolutely.
And on that vision board should include the pieces of the pie.
Yep.
Right. So goals academically, from a relationship perspective, from faith, obviously softball, right? But your vision board shouldn't be 75% weighted with one thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So Mal, I mean, looking back on your experiences and everything you've accomplished, if you could go, I'm going to ask you two things. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
If you could go back and give yourself as an athlete a piece of advice, what would it be? And then what would you give to our listeners, our younger softball players right now, currently in their careers, what piece of advice would you give them on how to be well-balanced?
I would say for myself, not everything is as serious as it needed to be.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
I definitely made everything very serious. I was a very serious kid, even before college. And I think that carried over too into how I made the proportions of my pie in college. I really focused on softball. I really focused on education, which is great because that's where you're at in the moment. Mm-hmm. But I do think that I should have made more time into how do I eat? How do I work out for myself? What do I do with my friends that I enjoy? Are there hobbies that I like to do outside of softball? I don't know. And that's something that I'm still trying to figure out to this day. And I'm 2 years removed.
And, so. But in reality too, though, I mean, and Dr. Ali, I want you to touch on this too. I mean, your high school career wasn't easy. You had a very close family member get sick with cancer. Mm-hmm. So at a young age, softball during that time, that was kind of your outlet, right? That was something you hung on closely to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, Dr. Ali, you know, what would you suggest from how old should our female athletes, for our girls, start kind of paying attention to this? Because we are creatures of habit, right?
Yeah.
And if we don't build healthy habits at a younger age,
absolutely,
it's a heck of a lot harder to set those and establish those as you get older.
Yeah. You know, that's such a great, great thing to mention, because, when our children are younger, we create the activities for them. We're all about exploring. Oh, do they want to do dance? Do they want to ride horses? Do they want to rock wall climb? Are they going to play soccer? Are they going to play softball? Oh, yay! They landed on softball because we all played. And that's However, we're very open when they're younger to broadening that horizon and opening up those opportunities. And great. And then they find the niche and they go in it and they get in it and they get this tunnel vision. And that's why this pie exercise is so important. It seems so rudimentary and easy. But when somebody comes to me and they're stressed out, they're completely stressed out, or they feel like they're losing their game or they're in a slump or whatever it is, I step back and I start looking at the other pieces in their life. Well, how is this going? How is this going? What are you doing over here? How are you doing this? And everybody that I'm coaching, I encourage them in the off season to find something else to do, something completely different, whether it's boxing, horseback riding, ice skating, painting. If you want to learn how to play a new game on, you know, whatever it is, to do that, because that's what helps make that grounding when you come back. What chemically happens is when we do something habitually, our brain has wired itself to do it. So your body is automatically doing it because your brain, the synapses have made it
subconscious.
Made for that. It's exactly. So when you go and you learn something new and you do something new, it releases your brain from that habit or anything you've done. And it opens up your brain in an easy way to say this, so that you're creating new firing, new energy, new excitement, new, you're using a whole different muscles and memory, and you're creating newness. And that newness is what's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. And, so, and it creates that healthy habit at a younger age.
It yep. does. And so if we have kiddos, if you're a parent listening and you have a kiddo who's just like all in 100%, or you are that athlete, that kiddo who's all in 100%, I'm begging you to take this time in the off season right now, in this holiday stretch of time, decompress from the sport, go give your brain new food, go do something new, so that when something happens in your life, like Mal had happen and a family member gets sick, or you lose somebody, or pandemic happens, the world could shut down again tomorrow, that you already have those pieces of the pie there, so that it's not going to be so traumatic for you, that you know who else you are behind the game, who you else, you have something else to lean into.
And that's huge. So Mal, I cut you off because you know me, I'm like shiny object squirrel. So I took that and I ran with it, but I didn't let you give your advice to our younger athletes listening. Mm-hmm. What would you tell them?
I would say, be proud of where you are at. Be proud of where your feet are. I think as young women and young athletes, we continually want to be better and better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And I think the pie exercise is great of, okay, where am I now? Here's my pie now. What is my pie that I want to be at? But I want also for our players, and I tell my players this all the time, you made it. You're where you want to be.
Yeah.
You made it to college softball. Yeah. That's awesome. Like, acknowledge that. Be proud of that. Give yourself that credit. We're always wanting to improve, and that's fantastic. I think that's great. But you should also be looking for those moments when you are, I was explaining this to a friend the other day, where you are where your feet are, and you kind of just like are into yourself, and you're like, wow, like, this is a moment that really lights up my heart. And this is a moment that I've been looking for, and I feel like I've found it. And I think you can really foster those when you give yourself the credit of, you know what, I am growing and it might not always be pretty. That's okay. Mm. But you are continually growing in a way that is going to get you to places that you want to be. And it's okay to acknowledge and be proud of yourself for that. I think young women, we do absolutely not do that enough for ourselves.
No, we don't. And I'm quoting you. I wrote that down.
That
be
was
proud
awesome.
Of where your feet are.
Feet are. Yeah. It's huge.
Proud of where your feet are.
And two, if you talk about this with people around you, they can hold you accountable for your pie.
Yeah.
And I think that's important too, is if you have that community around you through relationships, it can be your team. It can be your family. Shout out to my family. They were a huge, huge part.
Love the Poyards.
Love the Poyards.
Love the Poyards.
Love my teammates. Love my coaches. Even my coaching staff now. I mean, it's cool to... I think it's a good reminder too, sometimes when we're not giving ourselves enough credit, to have somebody else be like, hey, remember when we talked about this? Remember when you said you wanted to work on this? Like, I'm proud of you. I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You may not see it, but I see it. And I think too, that comes with, you can do that as a coach. You can do that as a friend. You can do that as a partner. It can be from anybody, but I think it's really important to have those accountability partners, but also be an accountability partner for yourself. I think we don't do that enough because we're so focused on growing and getting to the next place that we forget to really enjoy and be proud of where we are now.
Yeah.
Buddy, yep. I am so
huge,
over the moon proud of you. Gosh. There's a reason I wanted you on this.
Now I see why.
Yeah, I get it. We all understand.
And listen to our listeners who don't know Mal like I do, y'all, her journey, it wasn't all, you know, butterflies and rainbows and grace, man. There were some hard days. There were some hard moments, and that's life. Mm-hmm. And you have, if your pie is well-rounded and you take the time to make sure that you are intentional about giving each piece the effort that it needs, when you get to those hard parts, that's what gets you through it. Mm-hmm. And Mallory, I'm so proud of you. I want to explode and give you a hug right now, but you're really far away. But I want you to know that you have so much to give, and you're the footsteps ahead of you are so bright and so incredible. So thank you for being you, and you're going to get me all teary dadgummit now.
I'm teary too.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for being just with us and everything that you bring to this family and the next generation and the work that you're doing. It's incredible. So I want you to be proud of where your feet are. And I know it's not easy because you have finals next week and you're proposing your thesis and all this stuff. And I know it's overwhelming, but I want you to be proud of where your feet are because you have worked damn hard to get there. So make sure, please celebrate that today. Okay.
I will. Oh, and thank you very much.
That's awesome. You're proposing your thesis. I've been there. I've done that. It's not any different than stepping into the diamond and playing. You just put on your game face and you step up and do it.
Oh, you got this.
It's easy.
You do.
You all have helped me prepare for that. So
love you, baby.
Yeah. I love you too. I love all you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Ali, take us home. I need a tissue.
So today we talked about our pie and our personal pie and the pieces to it. So it's such a great segue. Like I mentioned that the template is on our website, the behindthedish.us. And if you can go in and download that and set up your pie and start looking at who you are, it would be such a great tool for you to use, because coming up next week, we're going to talk about goal setting and how we're going to use that pie. And we're going to look at the goal setting and where we want to be and looking at the weaker pieces of our pie and transitioning them into goals and how we goal set and how we move forward and create that well-rounded player through being very intentional with our goals.
Please
share, like, subscribe, and all of that great social media stuff with us with Behind the Dish SB. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Insta, we are on LinkedIn, and yes, we're coming to TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
So many people keep saying, well, TikTok. So yes, we're coming to TikTok. So
if you have questions, right? If any of the listeners have questions, please don't hesitate to send us those.
Chat with us, send it.
Send them via, Messenger on social media, or you can email us. Just go to the website. You'll find all our contact information, right? But, if you really felt like there were tips and tools, I mean, our goal is to share our experiences and give you tools to help you with your own, right? To apply to wherever you are in life. And if you feel like this helps you, please like and subscribe. Share us with your friends and your family and your network.
Right. And just to touch on, our next episode is about stress and pressure and how we handle it and what is our boiling point. And part of that is, again, that pie. So fill out your pie. Find out your favorite piece of pie. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mal. Good luck with all those finals.
Rock on, girl. Go slay the day.
Every day. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck, everyone. Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate the opportunity to get to share our experiences and knowledge with you. If you haven't had a chance yet, please hit that subscribe button so you can tune in on future episodes. And be sure to follow us on social media at Behind the Dish SB for future episode information and guests. Make it a great day.